Good morning, church. It's good to be together this morning. If you are visiting with us, you are our honored guests. There was a word that was used to describe that outfit we just saw, and Toby's outfit. The word was impressive. Like that. It's impressive. Like it. Very good. So there's a dad. He was teaching this little boy how to ride a bicycle. Now maybe some of you dads can relate to this. Some of you moms maybe can relate to this little story. The little boy had all the gear. He had the helmets and the knee pads, and if you remember all that stuff. I don't think we made Evan do any of that, which is probably why he is like he is. He hit his head one too many times. He actually ended up in a bush. It was kind of funny. That's a good story. But anyhow, so the little boy had all the gear and the helmets and so forth, and the dad was going to show him how to ride a bike. And just picture it again. Maybe you've done this or have been through this. The dad's got the bike, and he's running along with the kid, right? And the kid's pedaling, and the dad lets go, and the little boy didn't realize that the dad let go for about 3 or 4 seconds. And he was doing fine until the boy realized that dad wasn't holding on to the bike anymore. Well, that's when it happened. The little boy got scared. He looked around. Dad wasn't there. He hit the brakes, and he fell off the bike. Probably a true story. You know, Peter did the same thing. Peter was great. He hopped out of that boat. Now, the water wasn't calm either. There was a storm. But Peter hops out of that boat. He's doing pretty good walking to Jesus. Until he realizes dad's not holding on to the bicycle anymore. And he begins to sink. So for just a few minutes this morning, I'd like to look at that story. I'd like us to see some things in there that we can absolutely apply to us. See, when Peter stepped out of that boat, he was doing the impossible. We can't walk on water. Jesus could walk on water. None of us are Jesus. We can't walk on water. So Peter was doing something that was very impossible. He was doing it not because the storm had went away. The storm was still there. He was doing it because he had faith. He was doing it because he kept his eyes on Jesus. But the minute he noticed where he was, the minute he noticed the waves and the seas and all those things, he took his eyes off Jesus. The storm was real. The fear was real. But the invitation from Jesus when he said, come, that was very real as well. See, you see, our faith begins when our eyes are fixed on Jesus. Verse 30 said, but when he saw that wind was boisterous, he was afraid. You got to think about what Peter did. Peter did something pretty remarkable. He stepped out of the boat. But the moment his attention shifted from Jesus, that's when he began to sink. You see, our faith doesn't deny the storms, but our faith hopefully refuses to let those storms be the focus. We're going to have them. Life's going to be full of them. I wish that when we came up out of the waters of baptism, we had a little bubble around us and everything Satan threw at us just bounced off like an arrow. But that's not the case. That's not reality. We're going to be in the middle of those storms. And when we take our focus off of Jesus, That's when we begin to sink. That's easy to do. That's easy to get ourselves so wrapped up in us that we forget what the real purpose of things are. We mentioned in Bible class this morning that when the focus isn't on God, when our focus isn't on that final payment, which is heaven, when I start to put me into the equation of things, I lose track of what's really important. When I give my life to Jesus, what's really important is that I serve Him, and that I love Him, and that I do everything I can to be the best Christian I can possibly be, and that I share Him with others. You see, our faith also requires action, not just admiration. Verse 28 says, "And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if you command me to come to you on the water." Now think about that for a second. They all saw Jesus. They all saw him. But only one of them said anything. And I guess when I think of all the disciples and the apostles, Peter is always the one that was just kind of shoot from the hip. Like I think I like Peter the best. I'm allowed to have favorites. I think Peter's my favorite, actually. He just kind of goes for it. He doesn't always think about what's next, right? Remember what happened when Jesus was arrested? What did he do? He took out the knife and he cut off the ear, right? I mean, that was his thing. Hey, we're going to do this. He just kind of does things and doesn't always think about maybe what happens next. I don't know about you, but if I'm on this boat with these guys, and again, keep in mind, there's a storm out there. It's not like it was calm, beautiful morning on the water. And it was about somewhere between 3 and 6 a.m. probably is when this took place, our time. There was a storm. I don't know if you've ever been on a boat in a storm. It's not necessarily fun. It could be a little scary. Well, that's what these guys were doing. And they all saw Jesus come across. But only one of them said anything. And only one of them did anything. You see, our faith cannot be passive. What Peter did was risky. He shouldn't be able to walk on the water. You don't do those things. But he did it because he had faith. It was pretty bold what Jesus told, or what Peter told Jesus to do. And he listened. See, we can't just admire Jesus from the safety of that boat. You see, our faith moves when Jesus says, come. That's when our faith moves. And our obedience often comes from times when we're stepping out of our comfort zone. And our strength and the building of that faith oftentimes comes when we are feeling uncomfortable. You see, those moments when we feel uncomfortable, that's when we need God the most. Think about your time at work or any situation. When have you had the most growth? Though the most time that I've grown is when I've maybe failed a little bit and I pick myself up after that failure. Or I've had to do something or learn something that I didn't know how to do before. Being uncomfortable, that's when I find my biggest period of growth. We're not always going to know what happens. When God calls us to do something, we're not always going to know the outcome. And that within itself can be scary, can it? Because we like to know things. We like to be in control. I like to be able to tell you what's going to happen. Well, If I'm doing the Lord's work, I can't always tell you what's going to happen. And he's not always going to tell us what's going to happen. We're just going to say, go and do it. See, that's what faith is. Faith is us believing and trusting in something that we can't see. We can't see Jesus. He's not standing physically right next to me. None of us were there when this happened. As a matter of fact, we can read through the whole Bible, and none of us were there when any of these events happened. But I believe it. I believe it happened because of the faith I have. God promised me that if I believe in him, he will take care of us. God's not always going to call us to do things that make us feel comfortable. God's going to call us to do things that maybe scares us sometimes. God's going to call us to do things that we're not sure how we're going to even begin to do them. But when he calls us to that action, he's not saying, okay, I want you to do this, and then that's it, and then he leaves us alone. No, he's right there with us the whole time. Jesus didn't tell Peter, okay, come walk out on this water, I'm going to let you go by yourself. He was right there the whole time. And the second Peter began to fail, what'd Jesus do? He reached out his hand and he pulled him up. James 2:17 says, faith without works is dead. We have to do more than just say it. We have to do it. Would you step out of the boat? Would you be in the boat to begin with? Would it be a little easier if you knew Jesus was right there with us? Our faith grows when we learn who really saved us. Verse 31 says, immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. Jesus is our safety net. You see, Peter sank, but he didn't drown. Peter failed. Peter failed to make it all the way across that water. But Jesus was right there to pick him up and to rescue him. He does the same for us. When we fail, when we walk across that water and we begin to sink, Jesus is right there to reach his hand out and to pick us up. See, our faith is never about sinking, but it's about who to know to call when we are sinking. Even if our faith isn't the strongest, even if we struggle with some things, and we will, it's okay. See, Jesus understands. Jesus gets it. He understands our worry. He understands our fear. He understands our pain. Because he lived it. He walked to this earth just like you and I. He was in the flesh just like you and I. He knows what it's like to hurt. He knows what it's like to be lonely. He knows what it's like to be weak. He knows what it's like to need help from the Father. Think of many occasions where Jesus went away and prayed. As a matter of fact, at the beginning of this, we didn't read it, and I encourage you to go back and read it. But at the beginning of this, why were the disciples in the apostles, why were they on the boat? Because Jesus sent them there. What was Jesus doing? He going up into the mountains to pray. And then he walked out to meet the disciples. Jesus gets it. And we have those moments that we think nobody understands us and that nobody gets what I'm feeling. When we have those moments of weakness, there's always one person that gets it. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus says, come. Jesus told Peter to come. Get out of that boat and come to me. We're going to find ourselves in these tough situations. We're going to find ourselves in situations where we feel like we are just sinking. And we don't understand how we're going to get through it. And there's going to be times where we've got our eyes on Jesus and things are going really well. And things are going good. There's going to be those times. Then we're going to get tripped up. Something's going to happen. I'm going to take my eyes off of Jesus. I'm going to sink. And then Jesus is going to reach down. He's going to pick me up. We keep our eyes on Jesus, our faith will be strong. We may sink a little, but Jesus will always pull us up. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the love that you show us. We thank you for the opportunities we have where we can gather together to study from your word, to assemble together as Christians. Father, we thank you for that word. Father, the moments that our faith is weak, the moments that we take our eyes off of you and off of Jesus and we begin to sink, Father, I pray you could strengthen us. I pray that we will be able to ask you for help, and that when we pray that prayer, we can pray it in faith, knowing that you will do what you've told us you will do. Father, we love you and we thank you. It's in your son's name that we pray. And amen. See, Peter learned that walking on the water wasn't necessarily the goal. But the goal was to walk with Jesus. That should be our goal. Our goal should be to walk with Jesus hand in hand every single day. If you're not a child of his this morning, you don't have that safety net that Peter had. If you've not given your life to him, you don't have that comfort of Jesus pulling you up when we sink. You have an opportunity this morning to make that right. You have an opportunity this morning to turn away from the old. You have that opportunity to come up out of the waters of baptism, a new person. Child of God. The one who created us. The sustainer. And if you're here this morning and you are a child of his and you've allowed some things in this world to creep in, you've allowed your life to move away from him. We don't know when he's coming. We don't know when Jesus is going to come back to claim us, to take us up into heaven. But we do know he is coming. So we have to be ready. So if you're here this morning and your relationship isn't what it needs to be with God, you have an opportunity to make it right. To get ready when God sends Jesus back to claim his children. If there's anything we can do to help you this morning, come to the front now as we stand and as we sing.
Some glad morning when